Hey, this is Dr. Shervin. Muskoka Magazine is brought to you by Dairy Lane Dental, keeping Muskoka smiling for over 30 years. Please visit DairyLaneDental.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay and MuskokaUnlimited.com. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest to chat with today. Let's get right into it. Welcome to the show, everyone. If you don't know what you're listening to, well, you'll learn. So today I have a wonderful guest with me. She's a wonderful writer and active with the writing community with the Muskoka Novel Marathon. Her name is Jennifer Turney. And Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Jennifer, let's get into this. I guess we'll just jump right into this questions and we'll go, how long have you been really into writing for?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're a little kid, you like making up stories and stuff. That was me. I wanted nothing more than to have a book in my hand that I wrote because I love reading so much. I'm like, how awesome would that be? So, you know, little kids write stories everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you kind of fade away a little bit, but you're still making them up, but you're still not really focused on it. And then, you know, a little bit of time goes by and then you don't want to share it because it's like, it's embarrassing.
Right? Yes.
Like that's, you know, you don't want to hear what people are going to say. And then I forgot about it for a bit because I had kids, got married, that kind of thing. And then it was, I think I had, it was my third child I had. And then, you know, I was like, you know what? I want to start making time for myself. What are these things that I would do at that time?
Yeah.
I wanted to write. It just automatically came. Nice. It was right there. And I'm like, yes, that's the thing I got to do.
Awesome.
And then it's like, how? So I know I want to do it, but, you know, in what capacity? And then what, how do you even do that? And so I just started writing stories again, you know,
nice.
Simple little things, but it was just for me.
Yes.
And it was like, yeah, this is definitely what I want to do.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I don't know.
No, that's awesome. And you know what? That's how you should start, is just for you, because it's something you want to do. After that, it's all bonus. So what, I know you had a couple short stories you were working on.
Yeah.
And a few other things. What project are you working on like the most right now?
I mean, it's always one of those things. You've got 100 ideas and you want to do them all at the same time and you just can't. Like you just...
I know.
And it's not productive to even try, you know? And I've always got people recommending, you know, hey, look at this contest, or hey, look at this. And all that. So then that gets piled in there too. I guess what I'm trying to work on right now is something that we actually talked about, which was how do you make time and actually make it regular?
Yeah.
And so that you're actually writing, not just thinking about it or talking about wanting to do it.
Yes.
But actually doing it?
Yeah.
It is happening.
Nice.
It's just,
that's awesome.
It's a long road. You know, so it is happening and I'm making that time and eventually it results in, no, I can't help you right now. Go over there. I'm over here. Close the door and you know, leave me alone for 20 minutes. That's all I want.
Yes.
And it is actually starting to happen. I think it's starting to work.
That's awesome. No, and that's something we did talk about because that's something that... it's something that, I mean, I write every day because I have so many freelance gigs and writing gigs on the go as far as my employment. So I'm writing every day constantly. Working on my own personal projects in terms of creative writing has been kind of put aside in the busy time, but I'll pick that up in the winter again when I'm a little slower with my freelance work and my Dockside publishing work. But that's the one thing we talked about. And I said, you have to make time. Give yourself whatever time a day you feel you can make. And this is advice for all writers out there who are listening. Yeah. Whatever time you can make is advice, the best advice you can get. And it's advice that I got from people too that were older than me and that have published their own books. Give yourself time. Can you spare half an hour a day? Just say, okay, you know, whatever time in the day you know you have a bit of free time or you can make that free time, say, okay, from here to here, I'm going to be at my desk or, you know, on my notepad or on the computer or wherever it is that you're most creative or just relaxed and can just, you know, get into your thoughts and do it. And then even if you set a timer and say, okay, I only can give myself that, set your timer. Your timer goes off and be like, okay, I'm going to finish these next couple sentences and then I'm moving on. And then what I found was when I was doing that, especially during slower times of my professional writing career, for my creative stuff, I found that there all of a sudden that half hour would turn into 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or three hours. And it's like, I always make it so it's either really early in the morning before anything needs to get done for anything else, or after the, my kids are in bed, then I'll go and sit down and be like, boom. Because then if I go all night, I'm okay with it. But if you just start with that, like you said, 20 minutes, half an hour, right? Start with that. Do it every day. And you know what? It might not be Shakespeare. It might not be Hemingway, but it's you, and it's you coming up with notes. Because you can always go back to all those notes and ideas and characters and stuff and make them better later, right? Yeah. But if you're just writing something every day, you know, sorry, I'm taking over your interview. But I'm so passionate about this for people who love to write that they need to do this. So anyways, that's what Jennifer was referring to. We talking about before, in case you weren't clear, I just wanted to clarify what that means. And that's advice to all my writing friends out there and colleagues, that it's something we all should do all the time.
Well, what I find too is just getting little words out there. Like I said, having so many ideas all at once, even getting one of them out in that 20 minutes, you're so much less congested that you're a lot more productive the next time you sit down. It's like, okay, that's over. Let's move on. And that's how I found it's helped me, actually. Yeah. So I see the value in it.
Oh, yeah.
I was, what was it? Last night I was at, virtually, of course, at a program that the Muskoka Authors Association put on.
Nice.
And we were listening to an author, a fantasy author, talking about his process and the way he does things. And I mean, everybody has their way of doing things.
Yeah.
Like my husband bought me a laptop, but I'm writing on paper because that's just how I start, right? Why don't you use your laptop? Well, I want to start this
way. It's not time for the laptop.
I'm not there yet. You know? And he was going through his process, and I thought it was funny because he talked about this, you have to make time.
Yeah.
He said he schedules his whole day out because this is what he does with all of his day. And he said part of it was finding the time, and if it means taking it from like your social media time or taking it from your TV time or taking it from whatever you're doing, those things, you'll find that those other things don't add as much value to your day.
It's true.
Or your life as this will for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, that's exactly it. Yep. Like there, I can sit there and enjoy that, but what came of it, really?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it was kind of one of those other things that just kind of spurs you on. So that was kind of cool.
No, that is cool. And he's totally right about that. Because we can all get lost in all the other things. We can all. And I love your thing about saying, because I write on notepads. My friend came over the other day just to help me out with something. And he looked on my table and my desk and he's like, that's like 6 notepads. Now, to be fair, I have several different projects on the go, so 6 notepads is actually not that bad.
You have one for each, or
yeah, pretty much. and so it's but he was looking at, and he's like, and then you have loose leaf notes that you had ripped out of another notepad from a previous notepad. And I was like, yeah, I had another notepad full, but I wasn't finished with all these. And I was like, these are just ideas and character. Like I actually had 2 chapters rough noted out for another book I want to write. And another couple short stories of but just the characters. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, I got the cool characters. Now I have to develop the plot and the theme and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least I have the cool characters down, right? And what they're about in that. Because I love character rich. I'm so about characters. Because there's connection to characters. Like, you could have a weak plot, but your characters are strong, and I'll like your book.
Well, that's just it. If you don't connect either, right?
Yeah.
Like, who cares what happens? I don't care what they're doing if I don't care about them.
Exactly.
So, there we go.
Exactly. Now, we'll chat for a little more, and then when we come, we're going to have a break in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then we'll come back and talk about Muskoka Novel Marathon.
Sure.
But here's what I'm asking. This is what is your favorite part about writing?
I like getting lost in it.
Yeah.
Because like I enjoy reading so much.
Yes.
And just the whole, just that you can get lost in that and forget everything else.
Yes.
And it amazes me sometimes, you don't expect it, how into it you get.
It's true.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to help people get lost. Because a lot of times people read because it's their break from everything else.
Yes.
It's, you know what? I need to give my mind a break from the work stuff and the family stuff and the all the other stuff that's going on or that I need to get done. I just need a break. I want to make that for people.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's awesome.
It's not an easy thing to do.
No.
You know what I mean? But it's that's what I want to give people because I enjoy it so much and I see the value in it so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's great. And it's true. It's so easy to get lost in a book or a story that's really well done. And just kind of go into another world for a little while. I haven't actually picked up a book in about a year. Now, that being said, I still read lots. I tend to read a lot of feature writing right now, short stories, poetry.
Yeah.
Graphic novels, because I love graphic novels. Because I love the mix of story and
well, the concept art. That you have to use the art to say as few words as possible and still make it move forward.
Yes.
Is fascinating.
I know, it's cool.
Absolutely fascinating.
I know, it's so cool. So that's what I've been doing lately as far as my reading. I haven't picked up a novel in forever. but that doesn't mean I won't again. It just means that I'm just exploring all these other things right now, right? And I think that, you know, you don't have to pick up a book to read. I mean, it's great what you said, Jennifer, about picking a book and getting lost, but you can get lost in people's poetry. You can get lost in people's short stories on their blogs. You can get lost in a really good 5 to 10,000 word feature about, you know, science or health or whatever, as long as it's well written with lots of good info that you care about, right?
No, absolutely.
So on that note, we're going to take our break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited podcast, 88.7 FM, The Bay, or online, MuskokaUnlimited.com, getting all my teasers in. Anyways, we'll be right back with Jennifer Turney.
I'm Dr. Shervin from Dairy Lane Dental, and you're listening to Muskoka Magazine.
And we're back, folks. Thank you for listening. If you don't know what you're listening to, come on already. But I'm here with Jennifer Turney, writer, community member, mother, all things wonderful. One thing that you got involved in was the Muskoka Novel Marathon, which is very commendable. I think it's a great thing in our community. It's been going on for years, and it's all kinds of ages of writers come out for it. It's amazing. Tell me about what happened this year, because it was a little bit of a different year than we normally would have a marathon run.
Well, that's just it. In the beginning of the year, we had our meeting and we're like, hey, you know what? It's the 19th year. This is going to be awesome. We got, you know, we started planning things out to find our sponsors and get the word out to the writers to remind them, hey, here's registration. Hey, here's this. And then everything went sideways. Aww. So then, because normally it's an event that's in person.
Yes.
40 of us, 40 writers. We have enough space for 40 writers. And they get together at the Active Living Center.
Yeah.
And we feed them for the whole weekend. All they got to do is sit down and write for 72 hours. And what a wonderful thing that is to give people.
Yeah.
Just, here, don't do anything. We're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
You know? And it's wonderful. Like, it's... And then you get to network with people. Because they're there. So we have social times, too. And then... They get to come up and see Huntsville, which obviously is nice because a lot of them don't live here,
which is nice. True.
But then, so this year we couldn't do that in-person thing. So we had to pivot the entire event onto an online platform, which we didn't have a huge online presence before.
Yeah.
Like we had our website and we had our social media and stuff. But for it to turn that much in that short of a time, it was like, well, A, can we do that?
can we make that happen?
And B... Are people still going to take part?
Yeah.
And it turns out we had, well, without the limitation of the in-person space, we actually had more than 60 people come or attend instead of just 40. So that was cool. We had,
that's awesome.
I think we had space. I don't know if it's like Zoom limitations or whatnot, but for 100.
Yes.
So we were prepared for that. But we still had 65 or so.
That's awesome.
And from even farther away. So like someone from Hawaii was joining us, which was awesome. Someone from Florida was joining us, which was cool. And they're just tuning in. But it was funny because our schedule's on our time. So then you get to their time and we're like, why do you look so tired? Well, it's 6 a.m. And we're like, oh. You know, like, okay, well, good morning, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But so it was cool. We had little check-in things so people could still socialize. Yeah. But it was still largely about the writing. And I think one of the challenges, though, was normally at the event.
Yes.
You're away from your life.
Yes.
And this time I was in the middle of my life still trying to
do the event.
Stuff, which was kind of, it was a challenge because everyone, you know, hey, what's for dinner?
Yeah,
it's
like,
I'm busy.
Yeah, like this is my time. This is my time.
Yeah.
Right? Now, yeah, so it's a 72-hour event, but obviously you need to sleep and eat and all that good stuff. So what's like the day, like start to finish? What is, what are the standard day times?
I mean, we usually, we had like breakfast meeting around 9, which is yes. usually when we would have served it. And yeah. then we have, you know, lunchtime that we might have a social thing in the afternoon. Yeah. At night, we did like a pub night with trivia because yeah. normally we would have come downtown and gone and to done the pub. It,
yes.
And then one night, we usually have a midnight reading. So yeah. like anyone who wants to share what they've been working on,
yeah,
the rest of us can join in. And it's not even, it's not a critique thing. It's no. one of those, share.
Share.
Just share it. We're not going to critique you or anything and or give you advice. It's just show us what you're doing.
Yeah, what are you up to? Yeah.
And that's literally one of the most popular pieces of it because yeah. you've got, yeah, you've got 40 writers or however many writers you've got.
Yeah.
No one is even close to what each other, the others are.
Which is so
it's
cool.
It's so different.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? And just seeing that, it almost recharges you
yeah.
in a way because it's not like, oh, I'm not like them. It's no, it's like, they're all so unique and so am I yeah. and let's keep going. Like yeah. this is good. So it's
cool.
really encouraging.
Well, cause I think that people who are really passionate about writing, who would join a novel marathon, who would seek it out for a career, whatever. They put a little bit of themselves, especially when they're writing a creative story, right?
Yeah.
You know, because that's different like from journalism. It's different from feature writing. It's different from, you know, marketing, content, marketing. It's different from, like, there's all these different styles. I've been lucky enough to actually delve into all of them over my career. But what I find with creative writing is you're trying to take a little bit of yourself, a little bit of what you know, a little bit about the people you know and love. And that's yeah. all different from, like, Chris is different from Jennifer, which yeah. is different from, you know, my buddy Ben, the Kaplan kid who was involved a couple times in the novel marathon, yeah. from Don Huddlestone, who's been a huge part of the novel marathon, and so on and so forth. And I'm sorry if I didn't name check you, but like, you know, it's you know, from all those different yeah. people, right? And I think that was such a great point that you made. And that's good for people to know because I want more people to get involved with the novel marathon one way or another as it grows in the future, right? Because I think we will get back to being able, I want to do it. Unfortunately, you guys always do it when I'm close to deadlines with magazine writing. But we talked about that. I'm not going to get into it, novel marathon people, but we will have this discussion at a later date in person about how that needs to change. But anyways, so, or maybe add a second one for Chris to join.
Now, what if I told you?
Yes. Oh, you can tell me something?
That we're discussing ideas right now about, you know, other options.
Good. I like that.
At other times of year.
I like that. I would love, you know what? I think there should be a second one.
There you go. Yeah. See, did you hear it?
It's yeah, not just yeah. Did me. You hear it? Chris says there should be a second one. Honestly, if there was one in the fall, I would be able to, like, in the September time, I would be able to take part.
There you go.
But the problem is, it's always the one has always been, and because I've always wanted to
it's
do
right
it.
It's right in July.
It's right in, like, it's right.
Everybody's
when,
busy.
I'm busy. Everybody's
busy.
But you're right. Everybody's busy because there's people who are in the service industry who are super creative, who are passionate. But they can't get to it because they got to make money to feed their families.
There you go.
Right? So anyways, there's Chris's rant about the timing. But I think it's a great thing. And I love the way you guys were able to handle the pandemic situation, do it on video. It obviously went okay.
It went okay. There was a lot of good feedback about it, you good. Know, and for a first time.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it's something to build on for sure.
Yeah,
it's you know, great. So even next year, it's well, can we do the in-person is the other, but we are set up to do online yeah. if we didn't, or is there a way to meld the two? Like, we're not even sure what people want for one. Yeah. So if you have ideas, there's a website.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything to drop some ideas for us.
What's the website?
www.muskokanovelmarathon.com.
Perfect. See? Nice and easy.
There you
can't screw it up, guys.
Well, I think one thing, too, about the novel marathon is it's not like it's a bunch of professional writers. No. It's just people who enjoy it.
Yes.
Because you're committing a weekend in July. I mean, you must enjoy it if yes. you're going to give away one of those.
True.
But, like, my first time was someone asked – someone I knew was a writer, and they told me they were doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what does that even mean? Because I had no idea.
What does that even
you
know, mean?
I was like, what are you talking about? So then I found out about it. I couldn't take part that year because the seats filled up too quick.
Yes.
So then I found out about it the next year.
Signed up right away.
I knew it was coming and I was like, okay, well, how do I even know like if I'm good or something? And I took a writing class over the winter
yep.
with someone in town. Like it was at the Summit Center as well. It was one of those public things. And it's like, hey, here's how you write a novel or something. But yeah. it was one of those things where it's good that I have a thick skin and good humor.
Yes.
Because the critique was just, it was horrible. And it really could have crushed somebody.
Yeah.
But I think it was just their opinion of it. But it's like, well, I don't think you see what
that's why I don't do those classes.
So I'm not too worried about it. You know what I mean? But I could see if someone went and have a critique the way mine was, which was basically, no one would ever want to read that, is what they said. And I was like, okay.
Why would you do that to somebody? I know. That's not a critique. That's an insult. A critique is, you know, okay, I like where you're going. How about try, you know, moving this up here or moving this? Like my editors over time have helped teach me how to write better by giving me honest opinions on style, on format, on flow that you learn from. That's critiquing.
That's critiquing.
That's not insulting. When you say something like no one would ever want to read that, that's just a straight insult, and there's no need for that behavior.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm like, well, okay. I get that that's what you think. You know what I mean? But I didn't put a lot of stock in it because I'm like, well, I'm not going to stop writing because I enjoyed where I got to.
Yeah.
And B, I still want to do that. So like the novel marathon and all that stuff. So I'm going to do it anyway. Who cares? So, you know, I could see how that would have turned someone around. You know what I mean?
This is why I don't like those writing classes.
And it would have been a shame.
This is why I don't like those writing classes. Because for every good writing teacher person there is, there's like five who are just full of themselves.
Well, there's that.
And then they'll insult people and they'll this and that. And they're supposed to be helping.
I paid for that.
You're paying for a class and taking a class to be helped, not to be hindered and not to be insulted.
Well, that's the thing.
And that's why I don't like that. I've never taken one of those. Like, I've gone to school for stuff. But, I mean, I've never actually taken one of those extra ones. And people are like, you should try that. And I was like, no, I have great editors who have actually published works, who are great writers, who are teaching me in person and teaching me and not insulting me. Right?
Well, see, that's why I think having, like, there's the classes part. But, like, finding a group of people that share the passion for one, but are actually encouraging.
Yes, that's what the novel marathon does.
Huge for people. Huge because it just it keeps you going. And that's what I found there. Like I've met some wonderful writer people, and some of them are new to it and they don't do it too much. Some of them are just all in.
Yeah.
And if you ever need someone to read something like, hey, I don't think this is working.
Yeah.
What is wrong with it? They'll tell you, but you don't take it in a bad way.
Trying to do it in a bad way.
Then that's just it, right? You take it, they take it, they're genuinely trying to help you. It's like, okay, that makes more sense to me. And it's so helpful.
And it's helpful. You know what I mean? That's the way it should be. Yeah. Supporting each other, not being whatever. It's fine. Doesn't matter. On that note, I'm actually out of time.
There's a good stopping point.
It's a good stopping point. I'll double check with the great Jacob Kreger if this is if that was an appropriate language. If it was, you'll hear it. If not, we'll blank it out. Anyways, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a lovely pleasure to have you here and meet you in person. We had talked on the phone a few times, but to actually meet you today was amazing. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, love it. Love it. So everybody, Muskoka Novel Marathon, look up for Jennifer Turney and any work she's doing because she's an awesome lady and we should support her. And we will talk to you all soon. Bye for now. Thank you. You've been listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay or www.muskokaunlimited.com. Stay tuned for more wonderful episodes on our show.